All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 88, released on February 9th, 2025. Look us up, folks, get a hold of us, email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org, hit us on the socials, we're on X, we're on Facebook. Facebook is probably where we're at the most, but we're just about everywhere. Dave makes a lot of TikTok videos, I make some every now and then. The other two, well... They're part-timers. The Facebook is probably the best way to get a hold of us.
We also throw them out there on X and Instagram, too.
Yeah. So. I wouldn't.
I know. You don't go that far.
He was bragging about the TikToks, what he was bragging about. And that's the only one he was
going to. Well, he helped
well, again. Again, the TikTok, the quality of the TikToks is undeniable.
Well, it was banned for a while, so.
12 hours.
And I've talked to people, and it was like a lifetime because that's their life.
Well, there's a good number of people that are making a living on there.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Oh, yeah. So, anyway.
So, help us make a living by like us, share us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the socials.
Smash that like button. Like and subscribe.
Hit the little bell so you're notified every time another one pops up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important. Hit that note. Yeah. We only put shows out every week, so you're not gonna get a notification every 10 minutes like some people.
Yeah. Hit Malia's bells and whistles so they pop up and show you when the next show is.
Oh my goodness. Hold on. Hey, yeah, I'm biting my tongue.
All right. You are. You're doing a good job.
Roll in, Bill. Roll
All right. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is your buddy Dave. We're here to entertain you for at least 6 seconds.
Only six. I'm Malia. I'm a little disappointed in the 6 seconds, Dave.
I'm Malia. Every other woman, Dave, that you talk to.
You ain't seen what we can do in 6 seconds. And that's 2 seconds per guy.
What do you mean, guy? What are you talking about, Bill? And this is Steve. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, guys.
And yeah, gals. Morning. We tried this yesterday, didn't we?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. we tested new equipment yesterday.
That old technology.
That daggum old technology there. That daggum old computers.
The funny thing is, me and you both said we know it's something simple that we just can't
well,
see.
It wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No, not really.
That's my story.
It wasn't for breakfast, Bill. Correct. Let's correct.
Was it hard, Bill?
It was. Well, it's always hard.
Well, go quit playing with it.
It's mine. I'll play with it all I want.
You can wash it as fast as you want. Right? It's dirty.
But now there was some technical difficulties. It's not going to mean anything to you, dear listener, because we're going to get these shows out in.
So we'll just gloss right over it.
Yeah, but it gives us something to talk about.
But you might notice that Steve looks a little different. That's because he's here with me on location.
He's on a secret assignment he won't tell us about.
Ow!
I couldn't find nothing softer to throw.
Now he has no pen.
I don't need it.
So
we're not taking notes today.
We're not. No. I might take a few just so that I can write out the blurb.
Yeah, but also just go ahead and get that pen and paper ready there, Bill, because I know you wrote everything down to say today, right?
All right, so first a little honesty. No, I didn't write it down, but I did work on it a little bit to kind of work out some of the silly shit that I've been saying.
So you got some news for us to post about upcoming events?
Upcoming events? What events could you be talking about, Dave? Could it be the
Matt Show,
the 2025 Mid-America Trucking Show at the Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky?
No,
did I say that right?
No, Louisville. You didn't. Louisville.
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 It's not Louisville.
Like low? How low can you go? Louisville?
I know how low I can go, Malia. Wow, man. What I want to know.
All I know is I can't wait till Saturday night. We get to stop at the Top of the Bat in Louisville and eat.
Top of the Bat. Oh, you know what?
That's an old throwback.
I'm going to have my video camera ready for some live action news.
We had a ready last time.
Are you?
And we're going to stop. I'm going to have four-way flashing strobe lights on my pickup so we can stop traffic, get out, and
nothing is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No,
we promise.
What's going to happen is somebody will end up hitting us this time.
The karma gods bit us, and we spit it out and ignored it.
And it's fascinating, folks.
Well, the problem is it's three fat truckers, and
we were on our way to food.
We were going to eat. So nothing was getting in our way.
Oh, I got pictures of the food, got pictures of the restaurant, our drinks.
Everything.
Lovely place. You know, we're going to go back again. I think it was wonderful.
Oh. I got a place we got to try. I'm hoping.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
The Bourbon Place.
What's the name of the place?
I got
Bourbon Place?
No, I got to look it all up here.
Is it a micro distillery?
It's where you can go in and a group of people that pay so much and they'll pull straight out of the barrel out of the stabs with what they call thiefing. You can thief the barrels and it's not cut. It's, you know, there's some of them pushing 120, 140.
You mean it's not like the old
and
cocaine
day? Samples of this and this to try and stuff. Well, after you try a dozen, or less, I mean.
I did that in wine country, and that don't work out too well. I come out of the back of the little winery, and I'm walking to my motorcycle.
Where the owner
swerving,
he would bring the bottle over instead of just giving you like a half an ounce. He'd fill your damn glass up. Try this one, drink it all. He'd come back with another one, and you drink 10, 12 glasses, and it's like, wow.
I went to
definitely gonna need the wagon.
And that was in Southern Indiana.
I went to a vineyard in California, and it was actually called Heart Venue. So I ought to post the pictures on that. But
that was
pretty, rare. In California, Southern California. Yeah.
Until they met him, and then they changed the name.
Yeah, then they changed the name. Oh my God, we got to change the name.
Not be associated with this heart.
Then we went to a champagne one. And crashed a wedding there, and the champagne. You can't drink a lot of champagne. It's just too sweet.
Oh, I mean, that'll spike blood sugar for sure.
Ooh. That was really bad. But, yeah, guys, look us up this year. We're going to be down at the Matt Show. We're getting all geared up and excited. Stop
booth
by.
Number?
Well, let's start by the date. March 27th, 28th, 29th. And then when you get there, you can find us actually in B. Or no, the South Wing. We're in the South Wing, and we're actually on the east side of the South Wing, and our booth number is 38054. So you get a chance, stop by, check us out, say hi, meet the new girl, meet the old guys, and
a new girl.
Yeah, well, it's nice. Something new to three fat truckers.
Yeah,
so.
I'll meet them. I'll meet them. Come over and meet me.
There you go. So.
Come say hi.
Get your selfies taken.
Don't. I
don't get high.
I don't want to tell people not to hang around and talk to us because I do enjoy that.
Oh, you can hang out.
Don't hang around and talk to Bill, though. You can talk to the rest of us.
No.
I promise.
I'm just
breakfast
afraid
will
Malia is
going to
bring them in,
color
in
on.
Truckloads, and then they're not going to leave.
That's what we want. We want truckloads.
Hit like and subscribe. That's what we're out here for, buddy.
As long as they hit our bells and buttons and whistles, you know, we're good.
Yeah, but you get too much of a group, then they stop coming.
Dave whistles.
Lord,
I was a while at work.
So this Bourbon Place, do they have food?
I'm trying to.
I don't know about food, but I'm treating you guys with some.
On it before I mentioned it, I know.
I'm treating you guys. I'm going to bring you some nice bourbon this year, and we'll have our own little cocktails. So.
Well, we did that last year.
Yeah, but I'm bringing some expensive stuff.
And the year.
He's bringing some shit that I'm not real sure why it didn't end up a present, but I'm sure there's a story.
You're not sure they did why they didn't use it to. A varnish remover is
$500 varnish remover.
Yeah. And not quite 500, but pretty close.
Wow.
So, but That's okay. Kelsey, we talked to Kelsey last weekend, and that's her new thing is tasting. So I told her I'd bring her some down. And she,
you might want to rephrase her new thing's tasting. We have the tasting department.
Of course, Dave's talking about episode 87 where we interviewed Kelsey Eckert from Eckert & Associates. Great interview. Go check that episode out if you haven't
already.
She'll
be a match this year. At what booth? 38703.
Bam. That's right. She's just west of us a little bit. Yeah.
West of us.
Just west of us.
Getting the wagons to go westward, ho, and we'll find her.
Yep, you got
to
go west about seven aisles, and we'll be able to find her.
Did you ask her permission to be your tasting department?
Yes, we did. And she's the one who volunteered.
Wow. She's brave. Yeah. I definitely want to meet her.
Well, could have met her last week.
Well, if you just watch last week's episode, you can get a feel.
You'll get a feel for
her. In person. Get a feel for her.
Every time Malia speaks, my mind goes
Yeah, I know.
Filthy. I don't know.
Because I sound so wonderful on here. It's like,
I don't know. He's thinking about that stupid pancake he's got sitting there.
You didn't dial that number, that 1-800 number. This is just my voice here. Just mine.
1-900. I get $3.99 a minute.
Is that still a thing, 900 numbers?
I don't know.
I never called, so I didn't ever knew it was a thing.
No,
so
now what do we have? Dave tells us all about it all the time.
Oh, it's OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
That's what it is.
That's what it
is. Well, you don't even need that. You got adult Twitter and adult.
Just go on Twitter. You can.
There's enough free shit out there.
You don't need nothing. So
I'll have to do my due diligence for the next time. I can't find it.
He gave up.
Yeah. That's all right. He'll be more prepared when he gets back to his home fort. Like I said, he's on assignment this week.
What's the assignment? I've been so curious.
My grandson's birthday.
And he also was a mover. He went out to North America and got a job for the day.
No.
I still think there's like a secret
assignment we're not hearing about. That movie reminds me of a joke from the old days, from old trucker stories, the old Gene Tracy.
Yeah.
Where he said there's these two little girls with a little red wagon, the old radio flyer. A wagon, Malia. And these two little girls had a little red wagon, and they was going down the street. They had a sign on the side of it out of cardboard and a marker. It said, "We move anything 5 cents." And they're going down the street, and here comes this drunk coming out of the bar, and he sees these two little girls with the wagon and the sign on the side, and he's all hammered up, and he looks at him, he says, "I want you to move my bowels." The one little girl looks at the other one and says, "Write this cocksucker out a receipt while I kick the shit out of
him." Oh my.
That's old Jean Tracy. And that's old.
It was a little rough.
Yeah.
A little old.
Well,
out of receipt while I kick the shit out of him.
And our language is much better on the show these days too. Yeah. I noticed.
I'm paying.
Hey,
but the best you're gonna get out of me is I'm gonna try to avoid the F word. I'm gonna try.
We'll keep the F word bomb.
Of course, I'm talking about fabulous.
Oh, I love the word fabulous.
Fabulous. That's what I clean with.
So, what do you think about when I say fabulous?
I think about cleaning.
Go ahead. I was gonna say my buddy Darren. He was on a, I went on a, I don't know, a training or whatever, and him and all his friends just would say it on the bus. And so some of them were from another country, and it just sounded funny when they would say it.
I think of a glitter enema, Bill.
I think of a drag show.
Drag show.
Raining man.
I think of the cleaning supplies at Dollar General. Fabulous.
No. That stuff I cannot. The smell of it gives me a headache. So yeah. Cheap.
Which flavor gives you a headache?
The purple.
They're like the purple, green, the red.
That's what he's mixing that bourbon in.
Yeah, that's right. We're getting the proof up.
We're gonna make this shit last.
I've never cut whiskey before. Drugs maybe, but never whiskey.
drugs.
Oh, my.
Maybe means I have.
That was back in the 80s. Things were different then.
They were a little different.
Yeah, they were.
A little different.
I was born in 80. I changed everything when I came on the scene.
Hold on, Dave. Do you know her mom?
No.
Actually, I do. Yes.
Yeah, you have
met. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I've met her twice. Yeah.
So, yeah. Were
it
you guys...
only takes once, Dave.
Were you guys in school together?
No. She's actually older than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well,
she's 19 years older than me. So.
Yep.
Hmm.
You know, it's interesting how, for most people, we're not that much younger than our parents. Like, my oldest boy is actually only 20 years younger than me, which, when I was 20, that meant a lot. But
now that
you're in your 50s.
And he's 30.
Is this the 10th? No, tomorrow's
the 10th.
Well, it's
like, when tomorrow, I play this with my daughters, people think we're sisters now. It's they're 17, 15. My oldest is 15 years younger than me, and my middle daughter is 17.
That's not a lot.
No, I had them at 15 and 17. So now when we're walking together, we just look like sisters. And when they say mom,
don't
people
break your
like,
arm,
that's
patting
her mom.
Yourself on the back.
Oh, no, but.
It's the same thing.
It doesn't look like that much anymore.
It's the same thing with her son, because her son, oldest daughter, been accused of Porter being her son. You know, his son, you know.
Yeah, so he's 18, but he has a full beard. He doesn't look 18 anymore. He looks much older. And so when we go riding together, we're like joking around. I'm like, man, we really need hoodies that say, you know, that's my son with an arrow and that's my mom with an arrow. Because I'm like being a little blocker for him and not realizing it, because these girls are like not wanting to talk to him, not knowing. Like, who's that lady?
You need one that says, I'm with the blonde with the arrow pointing straight up.
So like the guys at the kiss cameras at the football games and the baseball games hold a little sign up. My sister.
Right? Because
no, it's the ones they put on Facebook here lately that are old couples, like in their 80s. And the guy says, I love the finger paint. And the wife, might side him, I'm paint. but they're like 80-year-old people.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're like photoshopped or, I mean.
Steve.
I don't know. Those are funny. I've seen
Steve,
a few of them.
Steve, remember 40 years ago? They were only 40 years old then. So.
Oh, dude.
But to see that, I love the finger paint. And it says,
I have to keep telling my buddy Mike, our producer of the show here. He'll sit there and go, yeah, back 20 years ago when I was at 7-Up. I go, no, Mike, that was 50 years ago.
We don't actually mean 20 years when we say that. We mean at least 20 years.
I can remember people telling stories where, you know, they're at a job and they're like, yeah, I've been here 20 years. And when I used to hear that from people that were older than me, I was like, damn, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And now that I'm there and I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this for 30 years. Holy shit, where'd that go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! It flew by.
Yeah, it does.
It. How come when you're 16, 17 years old, you're in last period class at school? You're looking at that clock. It says 10 minutes, and you swear it takes 45 hours to get to that 10 minutes. But I look at it now, look down at my phone, look up, and go, "Where'd the hour go?"
It's the next day.
Well, you know, just depends on what you're doing.
Now, Dave and I were talking about this on the phone the other day, how your concept of time changes depending on what you're doing.
Oh, it does.
Like our job, for example, and any driver that's listening to this understands exactly what we're talking about. You feel it goes from you're watching the clock and you wish it would go by faster to, in our case, it feels like we don't have enough time.
I got to get there. I got to get there.
And it makes the day just fly by. It makes the week fly by.
What kills me is
flying by.
I'll be driving back from Charleston. I'll be back some, and I get to Charleston, not Charleston. I get to Charleston, West Virginia. Just getting ready to cross back over into Ohio. And I feel like I'm home then. And I'm still 4 hours away, you know, but it's just like, oh, I'm back. Or like coming back from.
Ran all week hard, and you're finally getting ready to hit a break and taking 8 hours off, and be like, "Okay, my 8 hours, I'm sleeping the whole 8 hours." And you'll crawl
eight
back,
hours,
you'll crawl
ten
back
hours
there.
Now.
But I'm saying, you crawl back here in the bunk,
yeah,
and you lay your head down, And all of a sudden, the alarm's going off. And you're like, I could have swore I just put my head on the freaking pillow.
Yeah, that is kind of shitty.
That's the worst.
Especially when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep, so you pop a bunch of pills, and then you pass out, and then you got to get out.
That was back in the 80s, right?
Oh, I was popping pills to keep up.
That was back in the 80s. We don't do that any longer.
Wow, you guys got problems listening.
Yeah, dude, I hear you.
I've had a toilet scrubber so long, it's like,
man,
I'm just
scrubbing.
I'm used to naps,
man. It's okay.
Take naps.
It's a shitty job, but
somebody's got to do it.
Well, I think you're about ready to squeeze us in for a break, and then we'll come back and do some news.
Yeah, why don't we do that? We'll be right back.
I keep wanting to put up our weather report, and I keep forgetting to do that. I'll remember that on the next show.
Okay. So, yep. That's watch this space, folks. Anyway, we'll be back right after this.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Oh, you want me to do this one? Since
yeah.
It said,
you do the first one, Malia can do it somewhere.
Okay,
and
so
I think it's raining somewhere too.
First article is entitled "Man Angry About Jake Brakes Arrested for Using Gun to Frighten Truck Drivers," Tennessee sheriffs say, and this is from CDL Life by Ashley. Dateline February 7th, 2025. I hope I get to
meet
her someday.
We've got to do an interview with Ashley at the truck show. Find her.
Yeah, for all the
she might avoid us. You never know.
she like, oh no, I know you guys. Nah,
it'll be here. You go. Here's your subpoena. You've been served.
We'll have to get Malia to offer some gummies or something.
We'll have to say no. You need to put Dave's name on there, please.
Oh, okay. So the article.
AKA Dave Ashley.
Ooh. A Tennessee man is facing felony charges for allegedly using a gun to threaten truck drivers because he was upset over the noise from Jake Brakes. On Thursday, February 6th, 2025, Thomas Robert Gamble, 47, go Facebook that, was arrested on two charges of aggravated assault, according to the Carter County Sheriff's Office. On the morning of February 6th, a 911 caller reported two dump truck drivers had heard gunshots while traveling on Landfill Road in Etown, Tennessee.
I bet Landfill Road's by the landfill.
Or at least it used to be. You never know. When police responded, the truck driver said that they had stopped to speak to one another in front of the residence on Landfill Road for less than a minute when they heard multiple gunshots. The dump truck drivers left the area and called 911. One of the drivers reported that the previous day, while he was driving on Landfill Road, a man ran down the roadway towards him, climbed up to the window of the truck, and told him if you drivers kept hitting Jake Brakes in front of his residence, he would shoot them. The driver said when he stopped in the road on Thursday to speak to the other driver, he heard 6 gunshots, and when he looked in his mirror, he said the same man he had encountered the previous day with a black pistol in his hand. The man told officers that he was afraid because of the statements the man had made to him the previous day. And that's according to the law enforcement. Deputies went to the residence described by the truck drivers and saw 6 spent shell casings lying near the door of the residence in plain view. While the deputies were at the residence, a man later identified as Gambrell pulled up in the driveway in a vehicle and asked if he could help the officers. As he exited the vehicle, the deputy spotted a pistol in the side holster on his person. After securing the weapon, CCSO asked Gambrell what had happened with regard to the truck drivers. Mr. Gambrell stated he had stepped out on his porch and fired into his yard because of his frustration with the trucks making so much noise. Deputies state in a affidavit charging Gambrell, "At that time, I asked Mr. Gambrell why he would fire his weapon in that manner, and he stated to get them to stop."
So make more noise because you don't like the noise.
And the story started with two trucks stopped in front of his house. So they weren't going by going, rah! They were just stopped sitting there talking to each other. So it's probably not a busy highway.
Oh, God.
There's a picture of him down the bottom if you guys want to see. It's all in the show notes. Just scroll down a little bit.
Yeah, we'll have the show notes posted on the website. Gambrell was arrested and transported to the Carter County Detention Center. He is being held without bond pending arraignment. Ooh, without bond. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He apparently doesn't have the USCCA insurance. I guess you should have that before you go make a choice like that.
There we go, boys.
Make sure you take all the trainings. And
like that in the
let me see if I got this guy down. Hey, I'm sick of these guys coming down these daggum road right here. They got all the daggum old timer. This some bitch right here. How you gonna buy a house next to a place trucks go in and out of?
Next to the landfill.
Smell pretty good by that landfill anyway.
Ooh. I bet when the wind's blowing the right way.
Speaking of landfill, I have a question for you boys.
Oh boy.
I drove down
Landfill Road and got shot at.
No, where the landfill is up there, was it Maple Crest or what's not Maple Crest?
No, that would be the yard waste disposal on Maple Crest. Yes.
Well,
Reed Maple.
Where it goes up to 930 there.
Yeah,
what went in there that has that nice wood split rail fence for all the way down the thing with all this new stuff built in the back on the east side of the road or north side of the road?
Is he talking about where they're building the new Google?
No. He's talking right there across the river, upper by Malia's house.
Oh.
But you probably don't know where Malia lives, do you?
Or do you?
Tell Malia. Everybody where she
do
lives.
Do you know where I live?
There was like a brand new, there was a couple LTL carriers that used to be through there. They tore all that stuff down.
Yeah, it's just our tax dollars hard at work for that. That's the compost site. And then they put the, they do the dredging. Not to dredging the.
But it wasn't for the compost. It was another company across the road from it.
Yeah, they do both. They own both sides of it. They're working for the city. I don't know what the company is over there.
They didn't know they did anything up here. So
yeah. So it's all wetland. It floods every time the river comes up. So
well, because the north side of the road is where they do the canine training for the county sheriff and all that stuff.
Oh, you're talking all the way out there?
From Marion Center up there.
Oh, okay. No, that is the new Google plant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, that's. I thought you were talking back.
I want to hear you say Bill was right.
Bill was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like and subscribe, folks.
I don't know if I can even. I forgot my glasses on the truck. Or actually, I forgot them at the hotel, but I think I can read those.
Forgot them at the hotel.
You can use Bill's.
I had them here yesterday when we started to do stuff.
I don't have a spare pair.
I thought you were bunking with Breakfast Bill.
Hell no, I'm always the big spoon girl.
I thought it was forks when guys did it. Instead of spoons.
Well, it is when I do it. Dadgummit.
Well, here.
2 seconds. 2 seconds.
I wrote a thing here. For some reason, I was thinking about this stuff, about technology and trucking. We've covered stuff over on this before, but I was sitting back the other day thinking about electronic gadgets that have come and gone in the trucking world. Way back when your dad or grandpa was around the old CB radio was a staple of how truckers communicated. It's still around, but not used as widely as it was back in the day. Then we had radar detectors, jammers. They're still around today, but not that useful. Then came time for the GPS and maps and an app. They proved to be very useful until everyone trusted them too much and would drive into a lake because it was routed that way and not using any common sense. A mobile phone or cell phone appeared, and it was heaven sent, so we thought, until we were accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not what a driver likes to be hounded all the time by a dispatcher, but there were those out there that felt that need. And don't get me wrong, it was nice not having to try and stop and find a payphone to check calls twice a day. Bill knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, God, yeah.
And punch a calling card in to call, where you'd have 20 numbers to punch in, and if you messed up one, you had to start all over.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss
that
one bit.
That was back on the rotary phone.
Then we get electronics in our trucks, alerting you to cars beside you, slowing your truck for you, thinking you're too close to a vehicle, e-logs to monitor your every move and keep a record of it, telling you when to sleep and how long, electronics that are supposed to be a safer for the driver that only proves it's a control effort from the government that puts them at risk every day. You have software in the office that run payrolls, and your driving information lasts 10 to 15 years, your DOT physical, tickets, and any other violations you've had. Running risk analysis on loads you haul or might haul. We have electronics now, also unmanned, fully automated self-driving trucks. Technology is slowly pushing us out. One day, one way, it will happen. I hate to think about it. This industry has provided me and my family a nice life and would hate to see others lose it. We'll talk these things over with the others and get their feelings on it. We are loud if we all speak up. God bless and be safe. What do you guys think about the technology taking over?
I got one,
what it's helped and what it hasn't helped.
I got one question about the electric vehicles, the self-driving vehicles.
Ooh, I don't want to get into that.
They're just starting. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about it.
I know they're just starting.
And advertised all the time.
But if he breaks down, who's going to put the triangles out? You got to have three because I just got DOT this week.
And yeah, that's what you said.
Who's going to walk back there if it's a self-driving truck? See,
eventually, technology always, I mean, we went from scrubbing clothes by hand to a washing machine. I mean, eventually progresses better. But as far as like, and that's mechanical back then. Now we're into electronically.
Well, the difference is that is technology that people can go out and try. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sucks. Let me try this. That sucks.
Right.
Let me try this. With the technology in this job, it is forced upon.
They're shoving it down your throat.
Yeah.
And it's oftentimes.
Well, just like
shit.
The e-logs. They think the e-logs are supposed to make everything safer, make everybody comply more. And
all it did was make everybody clock in and out. In the morning and day. And then you got no parking spaces.
Stuff be late now. Places
you
aren't getting deliveries.
Yep.
Shelves are empty.
The highways are busier because everybody's running at the same time.
About not being able to get products. And now that you have Prime and all this Amazon and all this, you can order something and it's on your freaking porch the next day. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Same night.
Stuff.
Same night in Fort Wayne.
Exactly.
No.
But like, I'm saying.
I've done it, yeah.
The technology has advanced so much, and they want so much from you, but then
and
the
other thing that
they put in place, it almost makes it, you know, not accessible or able to do it.
The other thing that amazes me is every record company you drive by, driving over the road like I am and Bill's doing and stuff now.
All Prime trucks? Bands?
No, all Prime trailers. You see more Prime trailers in brand new ones, and they're all destroyed.
Well, Prime.
That's the ones you see all wrecked because, well, yeah. I'm not going to stereotype. Hello?
No, but...
Oh, this is no good.
That's the ones pulling them, and you see they're in the ditch all the time.
I know.
And you'll see on Facebook, well, I guess I'm not getting my cutting board today. There goes my kids' Christmas presents, you know.
Well,
how am I going to get that easy slicer for my tomatoes if it don't get here today?
When you see the video of the boat come from China with containers stacked 30 stories high and it flips over and they go to the bottom of the ocean, like, well, shit, there goes my iPad.
There goes my Happy Bear shoes.
Okay, you guys, Steve, you probably remember this. Bill, your dad didn't drive truck. Do you know what they used before CBs back in the days? back
CBs back in the day?
Before CBs. What did they use? Yes.
Well, my dad told me that. Dave.
No. My dad said they used Cash App.
My dad said they used to hang walkies. If there was a cop in front or something, they would hang a little light, a little marker light out the window and let it swing, and that would let other drivers know that there were either DOT or
same thing riding motorcycle. They tell you,
But that's how he used to do it. I said, he said, we had a little wire with a light on it. You just hung it out the window. I'm like, okay. Early CBs.
Look. I've said it before. I don't look back on the old days with quite as much romanticism as some guys pretend as though they do, because I do not like Steve was talking about the check-in calls and
back then there was no power steering, no air conditioning.
Yep.
You know,
AM radio.
You'd have a cab over that was putting 3,000 degrees off on your legs. You open that wing vent to get a little air on your legs to burn off the hair. Yeah, there was
a little air. Well, if you were wearing a pair of shorts, my God, you were gonna
put your grant.
But that was some of the stuff that was not fun. Yeah,
grab your book map, set it on your steering wheel, open it up, and then find where you're going in this state. Find where you're going in the next state.
Find a payphone and call the place.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Even back then, there was stupid people because. I can remember.
Seems like they've always been around.
No, I can remember calling a place when you still had to call.
They evolve in their stupidity.
To get directions to a place, and it rang, and it wasn't automated to be an actual secretary.
Yeah.
Hello, so-and-so corporation, how can I help you? Yes, ma'am, I need some directions.
Oh, my God, and that was the worst.
And she would go, well, just a minute, let me get somebody to get you. And I said, whoa, stop. She's like, what? I said, do you not know how you got to work this morning?
Yeah, but you don't and she's want like, her to tell you.
Well, I do, but...
You go to the drugstore, you turn left,
with
you go to the...
I know.
I'm bad thinking, directions.
You don't know how you got to work this morning. You can't tell me.
Yeah, she does.
And then they would give you somebody...
At the red
one. Yeah, I can give you directions. And they'll go, where are you at? And you'll say, well, I'm coming out of Iowa on 80. Well, I don't know where that's at. What the... Oh my God! And it was like that.
See, I used to tell them because when I'm talking to people, I've learned to just assume they're fucking stupid.
Oh, they all are.
And so I'll be coming into town on 20. I'll be coming into town on 20 over on the west side or
five.
Is that the left or?
Oh yeah,
they don't know.
They don't know west north side. No.
My God, I don't. I don't look back on that with.
I have learned this. Don't say east or north, south, and west. Like it's up there on the east side of the road. What side's east?
Yeah, they don't even know the difference between up and down.
Every once in a while, you would get somebody that knew directions better than you, and you're like, I never heard that before. Oh yeah, you take the loop-de-loop off the spur off of 292. Come back to that front access road there, and then you stay to the left, and right there at Jenkins Mobile Mart, you got to just go curve around the right, and then you go down through the.
Now, that Mobile Mart ain't got no sign, but you got to look real close. They got a little handwritten thing in the window right there.
It's got a barbecue buggy out front there. You can
see the barbecue.
If you stop, get your barbecue at $9.99.
I'm going to tell you what. You stop in there and get your barbecue, man. They hook you up. I'm going to tell you right now.
You leave there hungry, that too, it's man, your own damn fault. Like, okay.
They'll even let you park in their parking lot.
Yeah, they won't run you out.
No, we had a place down
in Tennessee. Breakfast this week?
We had a place down in Tennessee we used to deliver all the time. It was a hardware store. I delivered pipe for Genova there. And this old, he's probably 80-year-old security guard.
He's laying pipe.
And
yeah, he delivers pipe.
You pull up to the gate, and he's like, you got delivery? I say, yeah, but not till tomorrow. He says,
two-second delivery.
But he'd say, come on in. He says, you got your fishing pole ponds right there. I'm like, yeah, I sure do, because I've been there before. I'd sit there and fish all afternoon till my appointment the next day and have beer and food with me and sit there and just have a good old time.
I always lie and say, yeah, I'm running a little late. Can you get me in? Yeah, come on in.
Oh, yeah, you
got
to lie.
I was always out hours of time I got to wherever I was going.
Well, then you go on duty. You go off duty to yard moves then.
So what
they didn't have yard moves back in the day.
They didn't have that in your paper logbook?
Well, you didn't do the log until you got there and you got done. And then
then you filled the log out.
When you wrote
it. Yep. Unless you got pulled over.
I'll tell you.
Can I borrow your pen?
I want to put a shout out there to
all of my pen.
all of the women that were married to us in those days that stayed married, and I use the word us loosely because not and a single stayed. One of us has been able to hold on to a woman from those days. But anybody that has stayed with a man that was on the road in those days, because we came and went like the wind in those days. You did not know. You didn't know.
There was no set schedule.
Yeah, because you didn't have a phone. You couldn't just call us whenever you wanted to. You know,
well, it like, was... and that was the back in the day when you got done at the end of the day, parked the truck stop, went in, sat down at the table, or the truckers lying, the liars row up there, and it had the house phone where you could sit there and call home.
But you had to put your quarter in and turn your music on first with the jukebox at the table, then pick up the phone and call mama.
Yeah.
Well, so now I watch TikTok videos where these wives are deal with their over-road truck drivers, and they go out there every Saturday, clean the truck out, do all their laundry, restock it with food and everything. And I'm like,
fuck them guys.
I'm like, where were them women when I was doing this?
That's because they're looking for anything that can incriminate them while they're in the truck.
Yeah, well, they may be, but it's still.
Yeah.
Those women.
I was going to say, I agree with you.
They're still out there putting new sheets on, restocking the refrigerator, sweeping the floor mats.
That tells like, them guys would be dead in a week if them women were.
Well, we used to.
They'd be dead.
When I worked in this one place,
they don't know how to do nothing.
When I worked in this one place, this one guy never locked his pickup, and we would find women's panties, curling irons, and shove them in his glove box and bury them. And his old lady getting his truck. It'd be a month or two later and getting his truck to get something out of glove box. Whose are these fucking panties? I'm curling. I'm like, and he had no idea. You know, it was like,
So yeah, now
he ended up getting divorced.
Wow.
No thanks to you guys.
Quite proud of yourself.
Oh, he wanted it anyway.
That's going to be a conversation with God one day. We stand before.
God's, like, God's going to go.
Remember
you
that
did the
marriage
right thing,
you broke
son.
Up? You remember that marriage? Right
yeah, you. Oh, you're going to have to answer to God, Steve, when you get up there. He's going to say, "Go. Did you put panties in that guy's glove box?"
Nope. Just like the old joke where all the truck drivers are standing in line to get in heaven at St. Peter.
Yeah.
I think I know this.
Oh, they're all it's the same one every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And here guy comes up and he's like, taps guy's shoulder, says, "Is this the line to get to heaven?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "Man, this is a long line. I'll be here all day." He says, "Oh, I'll fix this." He starts going up and the guys ahead of him tap on the shoulder, whispering in the ear, and they start going to the back of the line. And he does this till he gets almost all the way to the front. And that one guy's following behind. He says, "Man, what are you saying to them guys?" He says, "Oh, they're all old steel haulers. I told them there's a scale up here when you get through the gate." He says, "They'll do anything not go over a scale."
Yeah, it's like I always say, you build me a perfectly good road going around a scale, and that's the one I'm going to take.
And you do.
And I do. You bet your ass I do. You know I do.
Well, Dave will take a road that says... Well, if that's not posted, it says you're too long.
No KAA or whatever the hell.
No,
I don't know.
He thought it was a radio station.
What are the letters? S-L-A-A?
No, it's A-A-S-L. Yeah. It's restrictions on the road. You can't be over 65 feet long. Can't be over, you know.
You have a lot of that in the East Coast as far as, like, the doubles and stuff. You have certain lengths and everything, but...
That's why it pays me extra to go to the East Coast.
You got to know that stuff, and it's not posted.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, folks, get in touch with us. Let us know what you think about technology these days. This topic tends to get guys a little worked up. And I don't like all that daggum old technology there. I like it every daggum old just Jake Breaker. Show at 3ftpodcast.org or get a hold of us on Facebook. You got Facebook. You know you do.
TikTok,
don't lie to me.
Instagram, X,
you can
we're
find
everywhere.
Me on Facebook.
Yeah, yep. Malia's mostly. Most of the guys, but we're covered everywhere.
Food
we're
was
covered
delicious
everywhere.
This morning.
Yeah, I can
I can smell it.
Oh, yeah. Bill got pancakes.
We're going for steaks for lunch, but I know you got a busy schedule, but that's okay. So,
who's going for steaks?
We are. Logan's.
Who's you remember? Busy? Remember, Malia?
You didn't read everything on the thing, did you?
Me, and Mike. So far, Bill can't go because he's got work to do, and Steve's got projects to do.
Dave's taking his kids.
I said I'd take his kids.
Well, I thought they wouldn't go. That's what I told them.
Well, no, you said that's what they wanted was Five Guys.
I'll take them to Five Guys.
Anyway, man. I'll be back next week, folks. I promise. Well, I shouldn't promise, but yeah. I did.
Pending technical difficulties.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Because you know something else.
That technology just keeps on
going. I know, that dang old technology.
That old technology.
It is light from every direction. Right,
just give me two cans and a peach string is all I need. Damn old thing.
9-volt battery coat hanger.
Is that your bedroom voice down there? Like, is that
yeah.
Well, wife? Do you use that?
Just have to
wife?
Wait and see.
That's what
I just got to wait and see.
So,
anyway. See you next week, folks. Until then, I've been Bill.
And this is your buddy Dave screwing up the voice of Malia so she don't know when to go or stop.
I know. This is Malia.
And this is Steve. Have a safe week.
We'll see you, folks.
Thanks, guys.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.